Yeah. What's up, guys? Welcome to Rice and Beans. Big O and Jesse are in the house. Happy Labor Day to all you hard workers out there. We appreciate what you do and keep it up. Real quick, before we get into this one, Big O is going to be out here in Cali next weekend. And so we've got a lot of good stuff planned. But I wanted to tell you, or remind you actually, pop over to Flight Room 420, City of Whittier. Go ahead and check out our Instagram. All the information is there. We're still running the Win a Smoke Sesh contest with Rice and Beans. So go spend $100 or more. You get a raffle ticket. Leave us your name and number so we can call you if you're the winner. And then we are going to do that smoke session next weekend while he's here in town. So lots of good stuff to look forward to. All right, Big O, how you doing, man?
Doing all right. Just want to say, when you go to 420 to jump into that contest, make sure you videotape yourself. That way, when you weed out, you don't freak out and you don't forget.
Right? That's always a good call. You know how fucking
doing all right, man. Doing all right. Going into Labor Day, you know, working hard, hardly working, getting the weeds out in the back done, doing a whole bunch of mowing like a Mexican would. Yeah. You know how it is.
I do. I was getting some weeding done myself.
Oh, nice. Trim the veg, as they say.
All right. Got to get rid of all the sticks and stems.
Yeah, and then you throw the ring down in the hole, honey hole there.
Yeah, that's how we roll. So we, you know, we keep it moving here. We talk about everything. Nothing's off the table. And Today we sat down and thought about, okay, what's off the wall? What's like something that we haven't touched on before, something we haven't made fun of before. And we're like looking at our pets and we're like, oh, how about those motherfuckers? Leeches and fucking squatters like the kids.
Yeah. Well, they're, you know, a lot of people's second children, if not only children, you know, we've grown up around them in some way, shape or form or another. And others have more, you know, pets around for other things, let's say. So, you know, we want to touch on the subject and have a good funny about that, right?
Right. I mean, it's they do some like the kids, they do some fucking weird shit. And you like, yeah, you're sitting there going, what the fuck is wrong with you? Or like, why?
And they so just look you know, when we talk about that stuff, you know, the dumb shit that they do, I mean, to us, it's dumb, but to them, it makes perfect sense. And so we have to dumb ourselves down to their common denominator and understand what they're doing. Have you ever had a parrot before?
Yeah, actually, I did. Fuck Checker bought it for me for Christmas. Uh-huh. And I taught it to say all kinds of, like, I taught it to whistle at her when she came in the room. And then when she left the room, I taught it to say, look at that ass.
Nice. Yeah, I was a kid in San Diego, and my dad caught a parrot, took off his shirt as we were walking. And I'm like, what are you doing? He throws it and catches this bird. We ended up having it for like 10 years before he flew away. But that sucker, that would do some amazing things. I mean, he would bounce back and forth and dance around, and his eyes, irises would just go in, out, in, out, in, out. He'd bob up and down, fly across the room, hit the curtain at 100 miles an hour and slide all the way down, climb all the way back up, do it again. And it was just like he was a high on weed.
that parrot that I had, it was crazy, because I didn't like teach him this shit. He just came over, like, he was a stoner parrot. So me and Fuck Checker are sitting there like fucking smoking a joint, passing. He's sitting on his perch and he's like doing the ping pong thing, looking at like fucking watching it go back and forth. And this motherfucker jumps to the front of the cage, starts like banging his wings and squawking like every time the thing goes by and we don't like stop. And so we're like, what the fuck? Do you want some of this? And so I'm like, I take a hit, I blow a little at him, and like, you know, puts his face back, opens his mouth, and like his head starts bobbing back and forth. And I'm like, this motherfucker is a stoner. So every time we would smoke, like if the bird was near us in the cage, like same thing, jump, jump on the cage, start banging his wings like, hey, motherfucker, my name's not Skip.
Up, up, get, motherfucker. Don't fuck up the rotation.
And drink. You could not have any kind of fucking alcoholic drink around this motherfucker. Like, he would immediately dunk his whole face in your drink and just start going to town. Like, gargling, fucking going back down, having some more. I'm like, damn, bitch, get your own. Shameless.
You know, as a kid growing up, you know, we had dogs in our household. And, you know, your kids, you don't think of the things that you do and you know, what's going to happen. You just think it's funny as hell. And my brother and I would wrestle all the time. And we would look at each other, you know, young kids, look at each other and go, Retto? Retto? Act like babies, right? And then just get into it hard, you know, WWF wrestling. So as we're scrimmaging around on the floor, our dog would come up and want to wrestle with us. And next thing you know, he's, how do you say? Amorous. Yeah. So meanwhile, he's pumping the air and we're wrestling. And next thing you know, he's grabbing one of us and we're laughing our ass off, holding each other down, you know, making sure that he get some, right? So, you know, it was one of those things where I had to be the recipient. My brother had to be the recipient. My brother got hit in the head a couple times, if you know what I'm talking about. But it was just one of those things as kids do, you know, you think your animal's funny, but, you know, now that you think of it as an adult, you would never do that to an animal. But as a kid, you didn't give a fuck. You just thought it was hilarious.
Right? WWF should instead of like in between SummerSlam and like the fucking Royal Rumble, put in WWF presents the Heavy Petting Zoo.
Let your dog jump in.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, brother. Let your dog hump your head. Oh yeah.
The dog tag me in. Ooh yeah.
Walking around, Hulk Hogan, I'm gonna hump your head.
And at the end, when the dog wins, two claps and woo.
We're crawling around like a spider monkey.
And it's cool because like we had the same kind of like experience. We would wrestle, the dog wouldn't be more loving. It would like, it would try to get in there and like start fucking people up. I'm like, I got bit like 3 or 4 fucking times. I'm like, bitch, you're nobody. Who the fuck tagged you in? Like, you're wrestling, all of a sudden you got somebody in a chokehold, and all of a sudden, rah, fucking big ass fucking bite mark on your arm. What the fuck?
That dog knew how to wrestle.
Yeah, that was a dirty motherfucker too. He would stand there and fucking whack you in the nuts with his tail.
The junkyard dog is what you called him, right?
Yeah, we should have just fucking had a chain and a clock on him or some shit.
So, yeah, I had this one dog. My pet when I grew up in San Diego in California, where we, you know, went to school at, you know, later moved. He was a Spitz, you know, version, which is a Samoyed, a smaller version of Samoyed. So, you know, it's probably about, I don't know, calf high. Doesn't get that tall. Anyway, he mated with a Chow Chow and somehow got this white German Shepherd looking pup. So the people that owned this Chow Chow were pissed because they were trying to, you know, mate it with the pure breed. And my Spitz, you know, mounted it and had pups. So they made me take one of them. So I took this boy and I called him DOG. So this dog learned from his dad, who knew a lot of stuff. I mean, my dog was on the prowl. At late at night, he would walk around, sit at the stoplights, wait for it to turn green before he crossed the street. He looked both ways before crossing. He never talked to strangers. He did his shit and he came home hungover with bags under his eyes. So now his pup was starting to learn some of the same attributes, right? Long story short, one day I had him tethered to a big oak that was in the front yard of our house. And it was one of those cable lines that you would have on a volleyball, you know, a net. And it was strapped around him. You know, it was perfectly okay. You know, the dog was no problem, no issues with breathing, whatnot, because it was on his collar. Right. And this pit bull female comes trotting in our yard, starting some shit. Well, this dog looks at her and starts, you know, holding his ground, and she attacks. She just goes full blown right at him, right for the jugular. And I'm like, oh shit. And I'm running out there to get, you know, in between, you know, save my dog. And I'm freaking out. I'm like a 13-year-old boy, you know, freaking out. What the heck? Oh my God. Oh my God. Get out there. Before I get separated, the female ran away. I'm like, oh shit. Thank God. My dog had blood all over him. I'm like, oh God, now I'm really worried. I start pulling around and looking under his neck and everything. Oh, you okay? You okay? Because this female pit bull was a huge dog. Looking under his chin, no scratches, nothing. He had no blood coming out of him.
Oh, nice.
I was like, oh shit. That dog I gave to my cousin in LA, and that dog had a robber get into their backyard. He nipped at the guy, jumped over the fence, six and a half foot fence, and nipped at his heels for half a mile down the street to get him away.
that's a good dog. That's a dog.
Damn straight.
That when you were talking about the smaller dog and the chow chow, it reminded me of Married with Children, where Buck saw the horse and he's like, I don't care. I'm going to get me some spotted stuff. I hope
that's about what it was.
Yeah, I hope it was as good for me as it, or for whatever that was, as it was for me.
Yeah, my dog, I don't know how he got up there, man. Had to use a high chair or something.
Somebody just picked him up and helped him.
Yeah, yeah. Hit me with the hose. I love it, freaky.
And then the pit bull thing, I saw Mix It do the exact same thing. He woke up after a fucking partying hard and like drinking. Uh-huh. And so he's got like fucking blood on his hands, like dried blood, there's blood on his shirt. Like, we woke up and like we're sharing a room at the time, and so he jumps out of bed and he's like, what the fuck? And then like I hear footsteps running to the bathroom. And then, like, you know, I hear the water. He's, like, washing his hands, washing his face. And he was like, what the fuck? This is not mine. And then the next thing I hear him on the phone with his friends that he was out with the night before. Yo, what the fuck happened? He's like, there's, like, blood on my clothes. And there's, like, blood on my hands. And they were like, you got drunk and beat the shit out of a toilet paper dispenser in the fucking bathroom because it was empty.
I thought you were gonna say he woke up to a horse's head in the bed.
Oh my god, the way he jumped out, you would have thought he was that dude in The Godfather.
Have you ever had cats? Do you like cats at all?
Fuck Checker had a couple of cats, and they were assholes, like big time. They were hairless sphinxes.
What?
Yeah. Nice. And they look like Mr. Bigglesworth from Austin Powers.
Right.
And so I'm like, the first time I was like pet the cat, I was like, your cat feels like balls.
What, do you pet your balls a lot?
And, well, I mean, I got to clean them.
Yeah, that's true. Fuck, checker, no judgment
mad
here.
The wife gets mad if I don't.
Wait, did you hear that? I think I heard Cookie go, ooh.
I'm sure he did. His fucking detector is probably going off. Every time somebody talks about balls, he's like, hey, and I'm back in the conversation.
All he hears in the background at his house is, gaydar, gaydar, gaydar. Yeah. Funny story about the Mr. Bigglesworth. When that Austin Powers first came out and Mr. Bigglesworth lost all his fur, my wife just kept going, I want a hairless cat. I'm like, no, we're not getting a head cat. Well, just so you know, I don't like cats. I don't like them. Now, if you have a cat, I'll be cordial with your cat. I'll pet it. You know, I'm okay. You know, I don't like them. I hate them. If they're in my house, I want to kill them. Don't get me wrong. I have not killed a cat yet, but I hate them. Any case, she kept going, I want a hairless cat. I'm like, that's enough. Let's watch a movie. I want a hairless cat. Meanwhile, her mother is laughing. Nah, get her a hairless cat. I'm like, you know what? Both of you shut up. Let's watch a movie. And then the last time I heard it, I just flew off the handle. I want a hairless cat. I go, well, if you want a fucking hairless cat, then go in the bathroom and shave your pussy. Now, my mother-in-law, when she laughs, she sounds like Helen that's been smoking for 50 years. And she just could not stop laughing.
Oh, my God. That's
true
good
story.
That's fucking awesome. Yeah, dude, like the cats I ever had, like, I'm not really fond of cats. Like, I was never really like a big cat person. They're like cool, whatever, but the ones that have lived in the houses or the places that I've been were just like complete assholes. And it's like you would leave, like I would leave shit on the counter and like the cat was like not even in the room. Yeah. Would go up like fucking right to my shit and like knock it off and then just stare at me. I'm like, fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you.
Cause that's what he said to you when he knocked it down on the ground. And you know, see, if I really was a cat lover, I would have taser tips on some of the stuff on the countertop. So every time we try to knock it off,
I tried taping something down to it.
Damn. So my wife got a cat one time, just brought it home. Like, I hate cats. I'm telling you, we're not going to get along. Oh, it's just a little kitten. I'm like, all right, whatever. I'm telling you, I'm not going to like it. I come home from a bad day and all of a sudden the cat just lunges and attacks me right in the face. Like, you motherfucker. Now I'm chasing this cat upstairs, downstairs, around the corner, upstairs, underneath my kids' beds. They're crying. Don't kill it. Don't kill it. Lifting up the bed, chasing it downstairs. We had one of those big couches with, recliners on it. And it was all metal. Thing weighed must have been around 350 pounds. I'm lifting this thing over my head. I'm going to kill you. Finally, the wife opens the door. The cat scats. I'm like, if that cat comes back in this house, it's dead.
So this same asshole cat, right? He used to, like, I had a, at the place where we lived, I had the dining room table in the back of the chair was maybe about like 4 feet from this counter that he liked to like fucking chill on. So I'm standing on the other side of the counter and the fucking thing like jumps off the chair. The chair like leans. And so like it doesn't make it all the way onto the counter. And all of a sudden it turns into the fucking scene from The Lion King where he's like trying to like claw his way up to the top. And so I looked down at him and I put my hands on his paws and I went, long live the king. And I let go and he fucking fell into the trash can. Fuck, Checker's nice. Looking at me. She's like, you're such a dick. I'm like, fuck that cat.
Mufasa. Say it again. Mufasa.
And the meanwhile, the kids are fucking dying and like laughing so hard because the when I let go and then the cat just falling slowly into the can.
Oh, Jesus. That's awesome.
I told her, I'm like, hey, at least he didn't fall on the fucking floor. Like the can was like halfway full. He just fell on some garbage.
So you trash that pussy.
Yeah. That's kind of how I do.
You know, on that thought, you know, you looked at that cat, you knew what you're going to do, but did you know what, you know, the animal's thinking at the time? How well do you know your pet? You know, I mean, my dog looks at me and he whimpers a little bit. I'm like, what? He just looks at me, you know, sideways and like, you want a pet? And he just kind of looks at me. You want some food? Looks at me. Oh, I know what you want. Open the door and he goes, takes a shit.
It's either out there or in here. It's your choice.
Yeah. You know, I mean, I pretty much know what he wants all the time. How about you? What do you got?
Well, going back to that parrot. Yeah. Every time, like I would like light up and that bird was anywhere near, like he would start squawking unless like you went over there and like gave him some. And with the drink too, like the same thing. But the rest of the time, like I had a vague idea of what he wanted, but it's a difference of like, am I gonna let you out and let you fly around and fuck up my shit, or am I just going to understand? Like, I know what you want, but you're fucking not going to get it.
Nice.
The one time he fucking pissed me off because he would, like, it was late. Everybody else is asleep. And I'm like trying to toke and I'm like, you know, be quiet about it. And like, no, this motherfucker just would not shut up. Like, just he liked to eat the weed is what it was too. So anytime I had like jars around, that's why I stopped leaving the glass jars around, or I would take the shit home from the clinic and put it in the plastic one that he, you know, cause he'd knock the glass off of whatever was on so that it would break and he could get to the fucking weed inside. He like flew down one time. I had just put the, like, I had just put the bowl back in the fucking bong, and it's just chilling on the counter. This fucker, like, goes, grabs it, and then fucking, I had vaulted ceilings, so, like, he flies way up to the top of the counter, and because it's hot, or the cabinets, but because the fucking thing's hot, like, he gets three quarters of the way up, and then drops the fucking bowl, and it's glass, and so, with, like, a fucking three quarters of a bowl of fucking weed still in it, I'm like, you motherfucker. He didn't come down from the fucking perch. Up on the cabinets for like 3 hours. He just sat there, didn't move, didn't do nothing, just fucking sat there like he knows he was about to get his ass whooped for that one.
He knew it was a party foul too.
Big time. So like the next time he wanted to like fucking blaze and he wouldn't shut up, I'm like, all right, motherfucker. So we had like a little travel cage that we would use to take him to the vet. And so I got one of these big ass fucking plastic, you know, those storage tubs from Home Depot. Right. And I just put it like a sheet over the top of it. So I put him in the cage, put the sheet on top. And then, so I would take my ribs from the bong and then lift the sheet and then blow it into this big box and then like close it. And then, so we went through like three rounds and then like, I fucking take the sheet off and like all the smoke comes out of there. And I fucking take him out, and like he's sitting on the counter in his fucking cage, just fucking rocking back and forth doing this shit. And I'm like, all right, cool. So I'm like, you're probably going to get annoying for food in 20 minutes. So let me fucking just hook you up and give you some food in there. And so like 10 minutes later, he like wobbles over to the fucking food and then just face plants right into it. Like, and then like pops up like looking around like, did anybody see that? And I start laughing. I was like, yeah, motherfucker, I totally saw that.
Not like baked chicken.
Right?
Well, I've always been a dog person ever since I was little. I just, you know, always connected with dogs. And hell, I'm no Cesar Millan, but, you know, I know how to train my animals, you know, for the most part. I have ups and downs like anybody else, but, you know, I'm pretty good. I'm above average when training my dogs and I always have a connection with animals. It's weird. So I was working cable one time out there in California. Orange Belt country out there in between Bakersfield and Fresno. And I was going to a house that I was disconnecting the cable for, right? So I'm in the big van, you know, with ladder rack up top and everything. I'm knocking on the door and I hear the shower going on. I'm trying to, you know, let somebody know, hey, you know, I'm going to disconnect your cable, you know, and need to get paid or whatever, you know. Nobody's answering the door and there's a litter of puppies out front. Look like a bunch of pitties. Well, I love pit bulls. You know, they're the nicest dogs in the world. It's just bad people that they're around. And there's a litter pit bulls and there's litter that looks kind of like German shepherds. So I'm just kind of looking at the pups, you know, and I kind of want to talk to the people, see if I could buy one of them. Right. Nobody's answering the door. Nobody's saying nothing. I'm like, screw this. I'm going to go disconnect. So I drive around back in the mud, get up on their pole, disconnect their cable, come back around, drop a ticket on there, let them know I was there to disconnect. And still no one's around. Well, their driveway is probably about, I don't know, 50 feet long. This is quite a long driveway on the middle of the farm area there. And I was going to walk all the way back to the truck and a couple pups were just sitting down there looking at me and they're doing their head cocking thing. I'm like, hey, which one of you want to go home with me? So they just kind of looked at me and I'm like, one of you want to come with me? I start walking away and they're about 25 yards away from me. I'm halfway to my van. I go, hey, come here. And I was looking at the pity. This little brown pit bull gets up, starts trotting to me. I'm like, jump in the van. I open up the door. As I'm walking over there, he jumps right in the seat. Let's go. So as we're driving away, the dog's sitting in the front seat, all happy and everything. You know, I'm around the corner from where we were living at the time. All of a sudden I hear, roar, roar, roar. Here comes mama out of the fucking orchards with the other brat pack. And they're chasing me. Give me my puppy. Vroom, I'm gone, man. Now I'm hightailing out of there. That dog was happy as pig and shit, man, sitting next to me. That dog was such the best dog. He had the biggest head, the hardest head. I threw a brick one time to get him away out of the yard, you know. He ran under it, think he was playing fetch with me, and it broke in half on his head.
Holy shit.
Didn't hurt him, didn't faze him. He didn't care. He was perfectly fine. I never threw another thing near him, knowing that he would get under it.
I... My pops used to bring, like, my pops was a big dog guy. Like, he loves fucking dogs. And
yeah.
When I remember the first one that I remember him bringing home, I was probably like 9 or 10. And that was like his favorite dog of all time. And but he found him running around in the fucking in the yard at work. So he this is the same thing. He's like, "Hey, come here." And then the dog like ran over, like he opened the door and the fucking dog jumped right in. He was like, "Okay, cool. I guess we're going." And so he brings him home, and so he gets home before we did. So I walk in the yard, and there's just this dog tied up to my front stairs, and I'm like, "Fuck, where did you come from?" And then like he starts barking, and I'm like, "Bro, you're in front of my fucking house. Get the fuck out of here!" And so I'm like, "Oh hell no!" And so I go to the side of the house to get the hose, because the cord was the rope that they had him tied to was long enough where he could get the fuck out of the way and like back up a few feet.
Right.
And so I'm like, "All right, if you're gonna stand there and be an asshole, then you're gonna take a bath, and I'm gonna go in one way or the other." And so then just as about to spray him, my dad comes out. He's like, "Hey, don't spray my fucking dog." And I'm like, "When did you get a dog?" And he's like, "Today." And I'm like, "Why is he barking at me? I'm trying to get in the house." And he goes, "Well, he doesn't know you." I'm like, "How well does he know you? You just found him today."
"Yo, kid, he don't like you."
I was like, "The way you're talking about it, you think you guys would have, like, you were in prison together or some shit."
Yeah. You know, and that brings us to the next subject. I mean, we were talking about all that good stuff, you know, and, you know, interacting with dogs and what you know about them. What's the coolest pet you ever had?
That parrot, even though he was
yeah.
kind of a dick. That parrot, he was a party bird.
Nice.
Like he was okay to have out at parties, as long as I told everybody, "Hey, don't leave your drink just sitting, or if he comes by you, put your hand over it, because he's not... he has no shame. He'll just like start drinking your drink."
There's no shame in his game. He's just going to get up in there.
Yup. Yup. He's like, "Fuck it. I'm here to fuck shit up."
"I'm here to, what is it? I'm here to kick the shit out of people and shoot things. And I'm all out of bullets."
Yeah. Yeah. Like if he would, like, on occasion, like if he wasn't getting enough like beer or weed, like he would start nipping at people's ears. I'm like,
nice.
That's the point where I'm like, "All right, you gotta go back. You gotta go away now. You're just being a dick about it." Nobody likes a drunk asshole.
I do though. It's a parrot. Yeah, my coolest pet ever. You know, I've had a lot of good dogs, a lot of great dogs, but my coolest is right now mine. That is Mongo. He is just a pawn in life.
Cool looking.
Yeah, he's my old English bulldog. So I picked him out of the litter. You know, he wasn't the pick of the litter. He was the runt, and he's a big motherfucker. His dad was like at least a third larger than he is. Monstrosity of a bulldog. But yeah, this is my boy. This is my big boy. I wanted to name him Mr. Meaty, but the wife wouldn't let me. So I was thinking Mr. Beefy, and she wouldn't let me do that either. So I figured, let's call him Mongo then.
You name his English bulldog, call him Davy Boy Smith or
yeah. Call him Hogan.
Yeah.
And "Hey, brother, I'm gonna sniff your butt, brother."
Yeah, my pops named the dog Champ. I'm like,
"What?"
I'm like, "What the fuck?" I'm like, "Could you be any more white?"
Should have named him Ignacio or something.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Like, the other dogs were, one was named Toma, like, "Here, take this." And then, you know, typical Mexican nickname, Tiny, for the small dog.
No Choros?
No. Yeah, well, yes, but not names. And then, yeah, then all of a sudden, Champ. I'm like, the fuck?
One of these. No, you don't name your dog Lightsaber. You name him Shithead.
Yeah, Yeah, name the dog Beer Me.
Nice. That was a reference to an old Steve Martin movie.
I guess that dog probably would have been like the second coolest pet because he was low maintenance. He would shit in the same spot every time and he didn't really like coming in the house at all. So,
oh really?
Yeah. He would if my pops was in there, but if it was just us, he'd like give us the eye like, you motherfuckers are boring. I'm out. And nice. Yeah, so they're like, but you know, good guard dog, which was like fucking basically what those dogs are good for. Like growing up in the area that I grew up in, like he was busy.
Nice. Yeah, I have a bitch of a time cutting the nails off my dog. I can't do anything. He just looks at you and just going to say, you touch my paws again, I'm going to bite your face. All right, whatever. If you want to grow them out and split, that's up to you, dog.
Right. And the one thing I remember about the dog's nails, because all we had was concrete, was that those motherfuckers were sharp as fuck. Like, they weren't super long, but they were real sharp because all they would do is just walk around and scrape them on the concrete all day. I'm like, fuck.
Yep. Those dog paws were made for fighting, man.
Yeah, man. I'm like, I'm glad that's the one that didn't like to fucking jump in and wrestle when we were doing, because that would have fucking hurt. It was this other dumbass German Shepherd that we had. that dog was dumb as fuck. Like, he would see a shadow on the wall and he would like turn and he was like just start barking at his own fucking shadow. Like, for like minutes on end, like I'm like, we'd come outside, yo, shut the fuck up, and then he would stop, and then he would see the shadow again and start barking again. I'm like, this fucking dumbass.
Yeah, my dog, he's not that dumb, but I'll tell you what, some of the shit that he does, you just look at him like, what the hell are you doing? God damn it, man! You know, you pet them and they walk away, and then they come up to you like you don't pet them, like sit down. Then they come away next to you and then they walk away and they look at you like whining. I'm petting you. Get your ass over here. Fucking crazy, man.
Yeah. No, my dad's got this big ass sheepdog. It's one of those Australian sheepdogs.
Why?
Because he was. Oh, I think the other dog died. So like the one
he needed to mop the floor.
Yeah, this dog is fucking, like, all poofed out and, like, but it's a big, like, fucking beefy dog to begin with. So, right. Like, he'll come over, like, he'll fucking lumber over and, like, fucking, like, brush up against the side of you. And it's, like, somebody, like, fucking my size going, and just fucking pushing you to the side. I'm like, God damn, bitch. Or he steps on my foot. I'm like, hey, motherfucker.
Hurts, huh?
Yeah. I'm like, damn, bitch, walk on your own. You got 4 feet. Walk on your own.
We got a second bulldog. She's almost 100 pounds, and when she steps on your foot, man, you feel it. It doesn't feel good either.
No. And fucking one time, like I went over there, and the kids are playing with the dog, so they're all running around the yard. But the fucking dog slammed it like hit my mom on its way going to turn the corner, and like, oof. Completely, like she knocked her over and she fell and got hurt and stuff. I was like, fuck. And then, like the dog, like kind of saw that, like, oh shit, I fucked up. And then whenever we started looking at him, then he like did like that Homer Simpson shit where he like just disappears slowly back into the bush. Like he just kind of like backed around the corner slowly. And then I just hear footsteps running away to his house. So I was like, he's not that dumb. He knows he fucked up.
He was looking for the chancla. He was backing away, so he didn't see it coming from behind.
Yeah. But it's just like, I don't know. It's like the dogs were cool. And like, I wouldn't say I ever had my own. I just had to like help take care of the family dog all the time. And since my pops was real big on dogs, like it was nonstop parade of those motherfuckers like over the years. And so that's why when people were asking, oh, don't you want a dog, I'm like, not really, man. I'm like, I fucking took care of a fucking ton of them already. I'm like, I feel like I kind of paid my dues and did my time in the trenches. Like, I'll sit there and watch you, like, take care of your dog, but do I want to necessarily, like, clean up shit again? Like, nah, not really.
My mom came home from with a stray one time. It was a little rat dog, little furry white dog, and she named it Cuddles. And we're like, why do you name that thing Cuddles? She goes, what are you talking about? That dog bites us all the time. No, it doesn't. The dog's nice. Like, no, it's not nice. It hates everybody. Well, you know, what are we going to do? We're keeping it. I'm like, no, that thing hates everybody. She just went along. We listened to us, right? So a month passed and we're like, okay, we're changing the dog's name. She goes, what? No, its name's Cuddles. I'm like, no, it's Puddles. Every time you walk near it, it gets scared and pisses all over the place.
Oh my God.
That little rat dog was scared of the whole world. You know, and having pets, or, you know, talking about animals in general, I mean, you know, this isn't a pet situation, but one year I was going to the Phoenix Zoo with my kids when they were little, and we're walking by, you know, and we see the tapir from South America over there. Now, they look like a pig with a long snout. Mm-hmm. And they got like a dark skin, and it's almost like a zebra pattern on the back going to their hind end. And this tapir, and the reason why I bring this up is this tapir was in a pen that was, you know, surrounded by the walk area, right? It wasn't like, you know, having its own, you know, feature or whatever. It was just like a pen that people could, you know, look at. This tapir must have felt something in the wind, let's say, because its schlong was out when going from its hind all the way almost up to its chin. And every time the wind would hit it just right, it would go down and flop back up and go down and flop back up. And it would look like a freaking alien. So all of a sudden, you know, the little alien in the mouth would shoot out. The head would just blossom out into a mushroom and then go in and then down, up, out. And a whole bunch of ladies are just walking by giggling. And I'm like, Jesus Christ, it's an animal. Walk past it. If you had something like that, you'd die. I didn't even realize what I said till I passed them.
I had with the dogs and the taking care of them, I had this fucking story about that, my dad's favorite dog. And so it's just before like a huge like family party, so we just spent the last like fucking hours cleaning up the fucking up the yard and like everything, just got done watering it down, and this fucking dog at that point decides to come and like just drop the biggest fucking dirtiest smelling turd ever right in the middle of the fucking yard. I'm like,
nice.
I saw it. I kind of side-eyed like to see who else was around, if anybody else saw me see it, and I thought it was good. And I take off and I left it there, and I'm like, fuck it, some whoever, because like the rule was, if you fucking see it, get it off the fucking, you know, pick it up, go fucking get rid of it. So, like, I take off, and I'm doing shit in the house, and I hear my pops go, hey, and I'm like, fuck, he's talking to me. I'm like, yeah, and he's like, hey, do me a favor, go grab the shovel, and I know we just finished cleaning up the yard, but the dog did his business. I'm like, god damn it. And, like, under my breath, I'm like, your dog did his fucking business? And he's like, what was that? And I was like, where'd you put the shovel, man?
So I love you, Pops. I appreciate you, everything you do.
he was already in a bad fucking mood. I wasn't gonna like push my luck, because I was right. Gonna ask for some shit later on that day. So we had eaten, and I don't know, it was hot out there, and it fucking smelled, and it usually smells don't get me, like seeing stuff doesn't really get me, but like that day, that fucking smell, whoo, got him. And like, as I go to fucking, I shovel it up, I'm all, oh fuck, and I fucking puked all over the fucking shovel and the turd and the fucking ground, and I'm like, fuck me. And then so like I fucking heaved two more times, and like my dad came out, he's like, what the fuck? And I'm like, oh, I was like, I put the shovel down. He's like, go in the house, go in the house. And I'm like, in a minute. I'm like, in a minute. Like, go to the fucking, oh, I went to the fucking side in the bushes and like fucking finish. And then I'm like, oh, okay. He's like, the fuck happened? And I'm like, I don't know, man. Like, I went to pick up the turd, and all of a sudden, like, that smell hit my face, and then I was like, and I, like, everything just came back up from breakfast this morning. He was like, Jesus Christ. And I'm like, he's like, oh, fuck, whatever. And so now he has to clean it up. And needless to say, the answer to my, can I go do this, was a no.
You can go finish picking up your puke in the bushes.
Yeah, no shit. That's what he told me after I got out of the bathroom. He said, hey, go clean up, go water down the bushes now.
Nice. That's horrible, man.
Yeah, I just, weirdest thing. That's the only time it's ever happened, but it just, that one, it just took that one time, and I'm like, nah. But it stuck with me, and I remembered it. And so every time somebody's like, do you want a dog? And like, I flashback, like, the little flashbacks come, like, fucking shovel, puke. Go clean up the bushes now.
I've never thrown up from dog poop. Not to say that I couldn't, I just never did it. So that dog must have been eating something horrible.
Oh, I don't know. Like, he would fucking get table scraps too. Like, on, like, he would get his normal, like, canned dog food. But like,
that's what it was.
Every once in a while, they would break him off with something that we were eating. And I'm like, I don't know if that's a good idea, man. Like, his stomach's used to that canned food. Like, you're giving him shit that, I'm like, I don't think it's going to sit well. He's either going to puke or he's going to shit everywhere. And yikes. Like, nobody ever listened to me. What the fuck do I know, right? Except for fucking, then, yeah, there he goes, like, 20 minutes later, fucking shitting everywhere. I'm like, told you.
Now, imagine having to eat your pet, man. You know, like China does, well, I shouldn't say does, did, in some of the Asian areas over there, you know, eating dogs and whatnot. Could you ever bring yourself doing that? I couldn't. I don't think I ever could. Maybe if it was like, you know, we were on a plane, the whole soccer team, my dog was with us, and we went down in the Alps, and I had to survive, maybe. But the general answer is no, I would never do that.
I've, excuse me. I've eaten dog before, not my own. I don't know how to prepare it. Somebody else had cooked it when I ate it. But it was in high school, and it was like, you were supposed to bring a dish from your, like, your culture. And so I went to school with a bunch of Asians, and like, so one of them brings in like dog. He didn't tell anybody it was dog until like after everybody was already eating it. And so like, it was like, it really like doesn't taste any different than chicken the way it was prepared. Like it doesn't have any, it doesn't have any like flavor, like a distinct flavor, like beef does, or like pork does, or like fish. Like it's
bland. You do know they call us the long pig, right? Humans. So, I mean, you would think, you know, you could get away with eating dog, right? Like raton or gato or something.
You know, and it, like, honestly, like, I knew he was saying it to telling everybody just to be a dick while they were still eating it, but I'm like, it was kind of good when, like, with all the fucking fixings that was put on top of it. And I'm like, I mean, I'm already this far, you know. Like, it was good before he told me what it was. I'm like,
well, what was that Asian kid's name? Cartman?
Yeah.
And was it chili? Oh, yeah, eat your pants in the chili. Oh, it's so delicious. Let me taste your tears. Oh, so good.
Oh, man, I love that fucking episode, especially at the end when fucking that, what's her name comes out, the band. Oh, this is the Radiohead. This is the most uncool kid ever. He's got cancer in his ass.
Yeah, I don't. I know some cultures, you know, eat animals like that, and you know what? I'm pretty open minded to, you know, the animals that we eat, and, you know, respectful to it. Let's just say, you know, I've actually killed a pig and ate the pork. Helped my uncle do that when I was, you know, a teenager. I know where my food comes from. It's not a matter of abusing. It's a matter of using and eating and to survive. We didn't waste anything. We didn't go out and, you know, just slaughter anything. We cooked what we had. We ate what we needed, and we used every part of that animal. Now, you know, that you could say that about any animal that you eat, but I don't know. I find a distinct line between certain animals that I just couldn't bring myself to do that. And if I found out it was a dog, I probably would have punched that Asian kid in the head if that was me. I'm telling you the truth.
One guy started throwing up out the window. Like he dropped his plate and started like immediately started fucking heaving. And I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, okay, dude, calm down. No need to be so dramatic. Like kick him in the balls or something, but
I don't think I'd throw up. Don't get me wrong. I'd eat it, you know, because, you know, some central Mexican countries out there, they eat guinea pig. Mm-hmm. So that's our food. I mean, what can you do?
And and chinchillas too. They that reminded me of the fucking Archer episode where Pam and Archer, him in the fucking chinchilla suit. Chinchiladas, dos por uno.
Good times, man. Yeah, you know, in this day and age, you know, with everybody, you know, going crazy, PETA going nuts over animals and everything, I understand we gotta, you know, biologically save certain animals on the endangered species list and whatnot. Dogs and cats are not one of them. Still, I would not go out just to kill them, to eat them. And, you know, if that's the case, if we're gonna contemplate that, then I think some of these people and some of these trailer homes should be offering their body to long pig services, let's just say, because it's the same thing. You know, what's the point in having all these people in the world that are doing absolutely nothing except bringing us all down? You know, the scourge, you know, that are doing drugs or killing people or doing violent acts of hatred towards one another. Hey, you know what? Feed the people that aren't that stupid.
They got to eat something in jail, right?
Yeah, straight. Cartman's serving up a big platter of chili. Oh, yeah, enjoy that. Oh, it's so delicious. Oh, it's so good.
Yeah, no, and it's good that there's laws, you know, you know, to help, like, prevent shit like that from, you know, happening in, I mean, I know it happens, but there's, like, serious repercussions for it. Like, every time, like, like beef, cattle get slaughtered for meat processing, but then if the meat processing doesn't happen, that company's now on the hook because that's considered animal cruelty because they were killed for nothing. So, right. You know, it's good that there are, you know, even though that, you know, that in some cultures, it's like eating animals, different types of animals is like on the table. So, but at the same time, it's still looked at like, hey, if you're going to kill something for food, then you better fucking follow through and eat it. Otherwise, it's fucking animal cruelty. So,
yeah, you know, a lot of kids these days, a lot of young adults don't know where their food comes from. They don't understand the culture of the farming, agriculture. They don't understand animal portion of that. They don't understand raising animals to feeding people, you know, and they don't understand life and death. They just don't see it. They don't know. I wasn't a farmer. I didn't grow up on a farm. I wasn't in the 4-H club, but I sure damn well knew about death and life. I knew about where my food came from. I actually saw a lot of dairy farmers around there with the animals that lived out there and how some were treated well and some weren't. You know, it's just one of those things you grow up with that you should understand. And a lot of people have a high opinion about themselves, but don't understand where everything's coming from. Processed foods are the death of the people nowadays, you know. Fresh foods, yes, they're better, but, you know, sometimes they're not on the high level of, you know, where they come from. So it's very crucial to understand where everything comes from, goes to, you know, the animals that you have, the animals that you love, the animals that you eat. It's all just a circle of life. Did I hear Elton John? Anyway. Oh, cookie.
Somebody standing there going like this. All right, guys, well, we are coming up on our time for this episode. We want to say thanks again for tuning in. Just a reminder, get over to Flight Room 420, spend $100 or more, and get entered into the raffle to win the smoke sesh with the cast. Big O will be here, Cookie will be here, you might even see Ray the guitar guy. And so it's going to be a really, really good time. We're going to have a lot of content coming out for you, and probably a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff going live as we're getting ready to shoot all these episodes. And so you can expect at least one a week coming at you to close out this season. And I think maybe it's a good time to start getting your guys' feedback on the things that you liked about this season. And then, you know, just like we did for last season, hit us up with things that you want to hear or see on the show, things you know, want to hear made fun of or us rant about, or, you know, just do us on it. But
yeah, and don't forget, we stop sending us those tit pics. We don't like to see your boobies. I mean, we've seen a million of them already. You know, dick pics too. Please stop. Don't ever do that anymore.
It gets old after the first, like, what, 100,000?
You know, yeah. Though we still like to see them, just stop. Just keep doing it.
Just a little. All right, guys. Well, again, looking forward to the upcoming weekend, and hope you are enjoying your Labor Day.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. If a cunt smoked your last blunt, if work makes you feel like a jerk, need more humor in your life, just put the rest of the beans for snapping your life.